Hey everybody, welcome to Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks your good boy, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Katie says this is the look she gets when an unavailable guy treated her poorly. But it was the most insane chemistry ever, and feels like nothing compared to everything else. What she really means is that Chad blew her off and didn't commit, and that she's now an alpha widow. When you take the red pill, you realize that all women are like this, and that even if you get together with them, you will never be good enough for them compared to the best man they've ever been with. Up next, this is what a narcissist looks like. California Governor Gruesome Newsom secretly funded a bronze bust of himself to put into San Francisco City Hall. So I guess we can tear it down the way that the left tears down statues of the people on the right, right? This gives me dictator vibes, and that's what they usually do. This guy's a total loser. I think I like this bust a lot better for some reason. Number 3, Rosie O'Donnell confirms she's moved to Ireland after Trump got elected, to protect her sanity. You have to at least respect your principles. Many celebrities said that they would leave America if Trump was elected, but never went through with it. Grandma Betty here likes Ireland, does she? Let's see how much she likes it when they implement Sharia law there from all the enrichment that it's receiving. Rosie's exit just proves liberals only love America when they control it. Moving on, when Amber Turd was taken to court by Johnny Depp, she told him that no one would believe him, because he's a man. Well, it looks like that didn't exactly age all that well now, did it? This is how many women feel about men. They know they're more likely to get away with their lies simply because of what they have between their legs, or don't have. In the end, she single-handedly destroyed the Believe All Women propaganda. She really shat the bed on this one. Number 5, looks like marriage is still the main way for women to get rich and enter the 1%. That's why men going their own way are so dangerous to women's financial futures. Because we won't get into a marriage contract that a woman can break and get rich from. Why do you think that MGTOW has been so heavily suppressed? Knowing this study, I bet that someone was paid a ton of money to make it, just pointing out the obvious. Up next, the decay of Detroit continues. But what happened? Looks like the same thing happening in Johannesburg, South Africa. I guess it's a real mystery what the most common denominator is. Looks like white flight is the culprit to me. That and deindustrialization in the 2008 financial crisis. This burglar king moved, and now even the new location they moved to is boarded up as well. It gets worse. A franchise owner with 24 Burger Kings in Michigan has ceased all operations. Number 7, this woman demands the right to work topless in the heat. Looks like they're increasingly getting desperate for attention. I say God no, because if you've ever seen what women look like when they're working construction, you wouldn't want to see them topless either. Nothing fights harder to be naked than women do. Besides, floppy hooters everywhere on a construction site are a recipe for disaster. A man could get seriously injured on site with a distraction like that. Moving on, this woman says that men should be grateful that women want equality and not revenge. Revenge for what? What have men ever done to her? It's women that should be grateful that the majority of men out there are blue-pilled zombies giving them everything they want. Also, when women say they want equality, what they really mean is they want equity or equal outcomes. They seem to get those terms mixed up all the time. Imagine what would happen if men took back everything they did for women. Number 9, this Scottish woman became pregnant after a one-night stand at a club, and she's posted on TikTok to find the father of a child. But don't fall for it, buddy. She was probably already pregnant when she slept with you and demanded a DNA test before signing your name on any birth certificates. Also, why doesn't she just have a safe abortion instead of trying to extort someone? Maybe she's not even pregnant and posted this for the attention and for him to send her abortion money so she can pocket it. Up next, we have a case of EDS, or Elon Derangement Syndrome. A woman vandalized a Tesla in a Cybertruck, and the cameras photographed her in sentry mode. And now she's been charged, and when found guilty, most likely she's going to be expelled from school and be unable to get a job with a record. Good, it serves her right. I'm glad to see that just because she has a cooch, that doesn't mean they're going easy on her. Wokies claim that Elon is a Nazi, yet they're the ones going crystal night on him. Number 11, hey married guys, what is the greatest regret or advice about marriage? Is it that 100% of divorces are caused by marriage? Or don't get married to a Western woman or woman period? How about first comes the wedding ring and then comes the suffering? Or how about this old saying, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, don't make a pretty woman your wife. Moving on, would you date a girl with pronouns? More importantly, I bet you that she has plenty of orbiters as her midsection is shaped like a planet, and she creates her own gravitational pull drawing others in. Also, how did she get this big while being able to stand? Also, looks like if you date her, pronouns are least of your worries. Let's all address the elephant in the room. That's inconsiderate of me, though, because the elephant has a name. Number 3 is Young Dayun, and she's 56 years of age. Sometimes it amazes me and makes me wonder if Asian women even age. If you're wondering what's going on here, then this is the average Asian woman aging process, and this should explain things for you. Although sometimes it gets accelerated if they gain weight, and I met a fat Chinese woman that looked 65 when she was only 40. These two women are probably only a year apart from each other. Women from these parts of the world only have two ages, 22 and 72. Up Next M says that Elliot Page could beat up all of us, and he's thrilled. But as far as I'm concerned, Elliot couldn't even beat an egg. Looks to me like ab implants add a lot of fighting capacity now, don't they? But seriously, look at those skinny arms. I bet he throws like a girl too. In reality, the only person Elliot can beat up is himself, and looks like he already has. Also keep in mind that Elliot is 5'1", and I think this is the only post-transition picture where I can actually see him happy. Number 15, this should be on the cover of Simp or Cuck Economics textbooks. Here's the look a woman makes after her man feeds her after delivering a baby that isn't even his. Plot twist, she thinks she's so clever and got him wrapped around her finger, when in reality he's poisoned her food. But seriously, if he's a gay friend or brother, then it's a win. Anything else and he better leave his testicles at the door. Moving on, Harmeet here says that if women didn't get financial benefits for divorce, then divorce rates would drop by 95%. The marriage rates would drop as well if they weren't insured to get the exit gifts if they headed for the door. Also, women wouldn't have kids if there were no incentives to receive child support as single mothers. Remember that 78% of all divorces are initiated by females. And yet 78% of all self-deletions are men with at least one divorce. Is that a coinkydink or something more? Number 17, this woman only got 5 months in jail after falsely accusing a Good Samaritan of sexual assault, and it cost him his marriage. Looks like being a Good Samaritan and coming to women's aid is now a thing of the past. If you see a woman in trouble, then simply run away from her. This woman needs to go away for 5 to 10 years instead of just 5 months. And women wonder why men don't want to get married, date, or even talk to them anymore. Up next, I've been known to hate cats in recent years, but this story brings my faith back in them. A cat found an abandoned baby and climbed into the box to keep the baby warm, while meowing to get the attention of passing people, and ended up saving its life. Cats 1, women 0. Then again, maybe that cat kept the baby warm until it died so it could eat it. Looks like my faith in cats has been shaken once again. Number 19, the Egyptian government says that Cleopatra had white skin in response to a Netflix documentary. The Egyptians aren't having none of the we-wuzzery and Shaniquaism. And the Egyptians today are Arabs, and they aren't even white. If you want any more proof that Egyptians were light-skinned, a BBC documentary revealed that King Tut's great-grandmother was blonde. The sub-Saharans will probably claim that she was probably just wearing a blonde wig or something like that. Moving on, the ex-executive Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook told one of her aides to come to Ben on her private jet. Finally, some equality. But I bet you that Sheryl was just proving that women in power really can do everything that male CEOs and executives can. Then again, I've never heard of male CEOs spending $13,000 in lingerie on themselves. A lot of guys listening to this are saying, gee, I wish I was that aide. What they don't realize is that she's going to peg them while wearing all that lingerie. Google had Susan and Meta had Sheryl. Number 21, this Swiss woman married a Muslim man and has been going through Sharia hell, saying that he controlled her and locked her up. Do you have any sympathy for her? I don't, because she made the choice on her own and now she's refusing to take accountability for it. Whenever I think of women supporting Islam, this is what pops into my head instantly. When your body is covered up all the time and no one sees it, but your husband, and then you tend to get fat. Up next, come on guys, let's give her a proper rap name. How about Little Chin or Mrs. Michelin Man? Other good names might be Stave Puff Girl, or Dr. Diabetes, or maybe even Chinny Chin Chin. Whatever you want to call her, she still looks like she has more chins than a Chinese phone book. Also, everyone's heard of Lizzo, and now meet Shinzo. So many options. My favorite being Queen Shintifa. Number 23, guess which city this is. My guess is every single Demoncrat run one. Let's call it Demoncratopolis. This person isn't too bright though, because they damaged their vehicle, and instead they should have just bought one of these gas caps on Amazon for $12.87. I saw people stealing gas in Serbia back in the 90s, and if you had a gas tank lock, they would just go under your collar and drill a hole and collect the gasoline that way. The smartest thing to do was just get the gas out of your car yourself after parking it and stored someplace else so the thief would have nothing to steal. Moving on, looks like Sadie here has been cast for Spider-Man 4. They finally got rid of Zendaya, the supermodel. What a great upgrade, but you notice she's still going to belittle and emasculate him somehow. I can't believe they're casting a redhead to play a redhead. I'll believe it when I see it. Zendaya was Michelle Jones and not Mary Jane. She's either going to play Mary Jane or Black Cat. Spider-Man is the only decent Marvel production left at this point. Number 25 and the last one, why the hell are women taking plastic surgery way too far? If this one wanted to look like a Fallout ghoul, then she got her wish. She just needs to wait for her nose to fall off to complete the look. She could also pass for a mummified zombie. At this point, her plastic surgeon deserves a sentence and not a paycheck. This one also looks like she did a great liberal lunatic glow-up. From gorgeous to ghoul. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.